We're continuing with the theme of 16 days of activism, and we're going to be chatting to National Youth Chairperson of the NACCW Youth Forum, Danielle Haynes. The National Association of Childcare Workers, or NACCW, is an organization working to promote children's rights. The Youth Forum provides a platform for young people to identify challenges in their communities and work together to develop innovative solutions. Danielle is a 20-year-old aspiring law student at the University of the Western Cape, and she is devoted to living and working with the young people of South Africa. Danielle, thanks so much for joining me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So could you start by just telling us a bit more about what the NACCW Youth Forum does?
Okay. So the Youth Forum provides a platform for young people to raise their concerns about challenges that they are facing within their communities, their child and youth care centers, anywhere where young people are, we are. We also create a space where young people can engage with their peers in the best way that they know possible. So we're all about finding innovative solutions. We're all about having fun and trying to break the system that people have created.
And how did you get involved with the Youth Forum, and what do you specifically do as the National Youth Chairperson?
So I was recruited from a children's home in 2016 where I stayed. One of the coordinators, Sheila Duplessis, from Western Cape Youth Forum, saw me engaging with the young people there. So she asked me to be part of the Youth Forum. I became a mentor, and like you said, I'm now the National Youth Chairperson. And my duties mainly encompass, you know, advocating for the rights of children. I provide mentorship to young leaders across the country. And I basically just help with skills development, leadership development, and I provide platforms, or I speak on behalf of people in Parliament, on the United Nations Junior Committee, things like that.
So it sounds like you definitely have an incredible role to play, and the Youth Forum itself has an amazing role. But how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the forum?
So the COVID-19 created quite a challenge for us because a lot of our consultations are done face-to-face. We do a lot of face-to-face engagements. But due to lockdown, you know, we had to refer to technology to engage with young people. So I think that is one of the main things. Not being able to be with our peers or to see our peers was a major challenge for us.
And today we're talking about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and child abuse. What are your thoughts on gender-based violence and child abuse in South Africa, especially since you are the National Youth Chairperson?
It's so sad to know what is happening in our country with children and women. You know, women are now, or girls are now being taught to survive instead of living our lives to the fullest. We constantly have to think, you know, is it okay for me to leave at this time? Is it okay for me to go out with my friends? We have to look over our shoulders. It's very disheartening.
And what does the NACCW do in terms of gender-based violence and child abuse?
So one of the major things that we do is campaigning and educating, because, you know, we find in a lot of rural areas that people don't really know what gender-based violence is. So we try and educate them on that first, because you can't protect someone from something that they know no knowledge about. So campaigning is a major thing. We're doing outreaches as well, reaching out to victims. We provide support to victims of gender-based violence. We've got counselors, social workers, child and youth care workers working around the clock to provide support to these people.
And during the pandemic, gender-based violence and violence against children increased. What do you think should be done to stop this from happening in the future?
One of the points that I always stress is that gender-based violence is a cycle. It's a repetition of something. And, you know, I know gender-based violence is mainly towards women and children, but what about the abuser? We're always focusing on the girl child and forgetting that the boy child also needs intervention. And I feel that if we are able to intervene in the lives of young boys, while they are still at an age to understand and to know that they are able to make a change, this will slowly start breaking the cycle. There isn't a definite solution to the problem, but starting in engagement with young boys, telling them, you know, this is wrong, we do not do this, we do not go about beating children, we do not go about raping and killing, I think that would be something that would definitely work.
And if a woman or child was fortunate enough to escape a violent household, what words of encouragement would you share with them?
Firstly, it's not your fault. The fault does not lie with you. The fault lies with your abuser. And you know, coming into a space where you acknowledge your vulnerability is the first step to recovery, and that there is most definitely people there that are willing to support you, that care for you, and that love you. Your life does not end the moment you become a victim of abuse. And the fact that you have managed to escape it is a great victory. Things will only get better from there.
Danielle, thank you so much for those positive words, and thanks so much for joining me on the show today. It's been great having you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.